Starting now, I live my life new. I dare to take more chances. I relax. I limber up. I am sillier. I climb more mountains and swim more rivers and eat more ice cream, have more so-called troubles but have fewer imaginary ones. I travel light. I go barefoot earlier in the spring and stay that way as long as possible. I find fun in life and smell the flowers. I am here to be myself and have fun starting right now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today, a long thought, but a wonderful thought. Mm-hmm. Starting now, I live my life new. I dare to take more chances. I relax. I limber up. I am sillier. I climb more mountains, swim more rivers, eat more ice cream, chocolate ice cream, of course, have more so-called troubles, but fewer imaginary ones. I travel light. I go barefoot earlier in the spring and stay that way as long as possible. I find fun in life and smell the flowers. I am here to be myself and have fun starting right now. That sounds like a fun thing to do, doesn't it? Yes. Sounds like a very courageous thing to do, something that very few of us are willing to really get out and do. And we're afraid to do it because of just one little thing. What will other people say? What will other people say if we take a $1,000 bill and light a cigar with it? Hmm? What will other people say if we just say to our board of directors, okay, guys, I'm going to be gone for about a year, run the company, make money, and then you take off. You travel the world. You visit monasteries, perhaps, or you visit exotic islands, or you take a boat, and you have a sea cruise, or you do whatever you want to do. Live on some South Sea island. Maybe you set up a complete system there. They now have hydrogen generators the size of a trash container, and the hydrogen generator can generate enough electricity for a city of 600 people, each day. Now, you could have a smaller hydrogen generator and move it out to your island if you wished. And then you'd have all the electricity you need. You could have your satellite. You could have your water filtration system. You could have everything you wanted and just be out there in the middle of nowhere. And of course, some people like that and some people don't. Some people just get a tanker. They tie it down at the other side of the island, and on it they have the ability to run the generators and things like that, but it doesn't bother their side of the island. You know. But it all depends on what sort of funny stuff you like. I was thinking this morning of the early pioneers and how they didn't have many clothing and they didn't have many other things, and they tried to preserve what they had. And so Papa would go out and plow a field over on the South 40 or something like that. And when he'd get out there, he'd be barefoot, and he'd have his plow, and he'd have his horse or mule, and then he'd take his clothing off, and he would lay it under a tree so it wouldn't get worn out. And then he would go and plow the fields and make them all perfect. And then when it was time to quit for the day, he'd go jump in the creek and take a nice bath or swim, and then get dressed and go back to the house and just pretty as you please. No sweat, no grime on his clothing. You know, everything was perfect. He just rinsed himself off. And he was brown as a bear. And how wonderful that must have been for his children to go out and work like that. And I quite imagine many of the early pioneer people did things like that because it was just natural. It was just easy and natural to do. But what do you do? Do you like to relax? Do you like to take chances? And by taking chances, that doesn't mean jeopardizing your life. But do you like to take a chance? When you see a puddle, do you think, I'll walk around it, or I wonder how deep it is, or I'll leap over it? See, there are three different ways of looking at it. Walking around it is a safe way. To step in it, it might be deep, and that's okay too. But to leap across it, that takes a risk. You might not make it to the other side, but you will make it to the other side if you visualize yourself there. So you come running up to the puddle and you jump and you leap over to the other side with feet to spare. But you see, this is taking risks, taking chances, and this is having fun. This is doing all the things that make life exciting and enjoyable. I know whenever I have friends here and take them for a tour of the property and the meditation paths, I take them in the golf cart, and I call it McGee's Wild Ride, and we go zipping up and down the paths, and we're not really zipping. When we're going up the path, we're going maybe about 2 or 3, maybe 4 miles an hour. And then down the other side, it goes faster. And then you come up on the other side. Well, it's sort of like a roller coaster type of thing. And I know exactly what I'm doing. I had a medical doctor and two medical doctors for a ride the other day. And the lady doctor was hanging on for dear life. And I said to her, hey, I'm not going to hurt myself. I'm not going to do anything that's going to hurt me. And she says, yeah, I should have realized that. And then she relaxed. But up to that moment, she thought I was a daredevil and that I was out to, you know, jeopardize my life and limb and everybody else's too. And I said, this thing does not go over 15 miles an hour. This thing, you know, goes quite slow. And uphill, it goes very slow. Downhill, it may go a little faster. But basically, it goes that speed. And I'm not taking risks. I'm just having fun. And I know where to put the brakes on. I know how to turn because I'm going straight ahead, and then I know it turns right, and then I turn quickly. And people think, you know, it won't turn that way, but it does. It turns quickly. And these are just having fun things. These are being silly. These are being dumb, if you might say. But it's fun. It's fun because it doesn't hurt anybody. And it causes your adrenaline to pump up a little bit sometimes when you're not familiar with it. But as I said to the doctor when I got back, I said, well, Clara, would you like to go again? She says, yes, next time I come, I'd like to go again. And I said, with me? She said, well, of course. You know. But you see, you get over the thrill of the first time. But like Sylvia says, she likes it where she can sit in the back of the golf cart and look around and see the scenery, which she doesn't have a chance to look at while she's driving. And you get to see how much beautiful stuff there is. And that's another way of doing it, too. That's another way of taking the trip and having it be meaningful to you. But there are all sorts of ways of being silly and climbing mountains and swimming rivers and eating ice cream. There's all sorts of ways of doing it. But as we have at the very end here, I find fun in life and smell the flowers. I am here to be myself and have fun starting right now. Are you a worrywart? Are you a person who's always looking for the problems in life? Or are you saying, hey, we'll start having fun right now? About 2,000 years ago, I said to the group here on campus that we were going to use Quark Express, and we're not going to use Ventura. Well, the years went by, and nothing transpired. Little by little, something happened, but then things did not change into Quark. They continued on in Ventura. And things were boresome and were not getting done. Well, now we're sort of insisting on Quark, but then we're saying, she has so much work. There's so much to do. There's so many details to it. That's right. That's right. There's so many details. But how do we do anything in life? Be yourself and have fun. How do you do anything? How do you jump over a puddle of water? You just jump. If you miss and get your feet wet, that's something else. But you just jump. And you just jump, and you just jump, and you do it again and again and again without any feeling that this is tough, this is hard. You do it because it's silly, because it's fun, because it's joyful, because it's there to be jumped. and you enjoy doing it. But the minute you start thinking, well, gosh, this puddle is wider than I'm used to jumping, it's a little beyond my scope, I'm not going to be able to make it, I'm going to, you know, get my feet wet, and you do. But the moment you say to yourself, ah, wonderful, a new challenge, a new opportunity, a new way of looking at things. I said to my wife many times, and I mean many times, every 2 years we'd move into a new house and a new community because I'd get a raise in the new place, and you know, it was worth going up. I started out at $90 a week, and then I told the people I was leaving, and they said, you can't leave, you know, we love you, you're just... And I said, well, I get $125 a week, you know. So I went out to Atwater, and I got $125 a week, where I'd been getting $90 a week, and the expenses were not any greater than that, you know. But it was great. And then when I left there, I went to a higher paying and a higher paying and a higher paying. Each time I went to a higher paying job. When I was in Atwater, that is in West Dallas, when just starting out, I think I got something like $50 or $60 a week for my salary. Now, that was fine. I was raising a baby on that. I had an apartment. I had food. I had two cars. You know, everything. And yet, $50 a week. But that was what it was at that time. And so 2 years later, I had a chance to get $90 a week, you know. And wow, you know, I took that. And so on. But you see, it was very hard for my wife because we were moving from one house to another. And she had to set up the new house. She had to organize the things in the house, and she had to put the things away. And it was not always easy. There's, you know, so much to do and take care of the baby and everything else like that. But in West Dallas, we had a two-bedroom flat upstairs. We walked up the back stairs to it, and it was very, very nice. I think we paid something like $35 a week for it, or $35 a month. That was what it was. Cheap, you know, by our standards today. But then we went to different cities, Columbus, Ohio, and various other places. And then we were in Prairie du Chien. And in Prairie du Chien, we found this beautiful house, beautiful mansion. And we had a third of the mansion. And it cost us something like $50 a month. And then later we moved into a house. And it was something like $55 a month. But it was wonderful. And it was wintertime. You know, you had to have coal and oil and things like that to heat the place. And so then when I came to California, we had another house. And we had a whole house. It was a house that belonged to the publisher. And so we lived there very nicely. Had two bedrooms and big garage and everything. And we loved it very much. And then we bought a house up on First Street, which was a brand new three-bedroom house with a GI Bill loan and so forth. And we moved into that, hardwood floors. And all the time, Faith was saying, there's so much to do, there's so much to do, you know. But she loved it too. But still, I don't think she would ever trade it for anything in the world, all those experiences. But at the time, it looked overwhelming. At the time, it looked like it was just too much. We look at things that come along in our life, and we think that they're just too much to do because of where we are standing. And the best thing for us to do is just to take it a step at a time. Just to move a step at a time. Go barefoot earlier in each spring, you know, and stay barefoot longer. Find fun in life and smell the flowers. And as you do that, life takes on a great and wonderful, glorious feeling for you. But if you look at each challenge and say, oh, that is just too tough, that is just too much, and find all of its little idiosyncrasies that keep it from being an easy thing to do, then it's not fun to do. the joy is all out of it, and the thrill is all out of it. When the thrill is all out of it, no matter what you do, it's just plain work. And we want life to be fun. We want life to be a happy experience, a thrilling experience. And the only way life can be fun, happy, and a thrilling experience is when we make it that way. So, starting now, I live my life new. I dare to take more chances. I relax. I limber up. I am sillier. I climb more mountains, swim more rivers, and eat more ice cream. Have more so-called troubles, but have fewer imaginary ones. I travel light. I go barefoot earlier each spring and stay that way as long as possible. I find fun in life and smell the flowers. I'm here to be myself and have fun, starting right now. So, take off. I love you. I love you. I love you.